HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Experts have said lockdown will do little to clear Delhi's air. They believe such a step will cause major economic disruption and trigger an emissions rebound once it is rolled back. The lockdown suggestion was first made by the top court while taking stock of the capital's annual air emergency. But experts said this would only be a reactive measure. It is unlikely to lead to any improvement now that the situation has turned serious. India may finally get its first openly gay person as a judge of a constitutional court. The Supreme Court Collegium has recommended the elevation of senior advocate Saurabh Kirpal as a judge in the Delhi High Court. It has rejected the union government's preliminary objections against his proposed elevation. The collegium picked Kirpal, 49, who was one of the leading lawyers in the landmark Nawtej Singh Johar case. The case led to the Supreme Court decriminalizing homosexuality in 2018. The UK has raised its terrorist threat level from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. This came as Prime Minister Boris Johnson convened a meeting of the country's emergency committee COBRA to discuss a blast in Liverpool. Police have classified the explosion on Sunday as a terrorist incident, the second in a month. It occurred just 1 minute before annual remembrance services for those who died serving Britain in war. The Union government has front-loaded devolution of revenue to states. It has doubled the November installment to 95,082 crore. It has said that states' revenue shares are not affected by the recent cut in central excise on petrol and diesel as the hit will be taken by the centre. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the money has been given up front to states. This is to enable them to front-load their capital expenditure and give infrastructure push, she said. China has kept silent over growing concern for tennis star Peng Shuai. She has not been heard from since accusing a powerful politician of sexual assault. China's foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijia said this is not a diplomatic question. He made no further comment on the fate of the former world number one doubles player. The WTA has called for Peng's claims to be investigated fully, fairly, transparently and without censorship.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.